Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello, we're in a lesson for the International Women's Day. We'll read sources about the excerpts about the topic. You can send your questions on the internet, and the relevant ones will be asked here. First of all, somebody brought me this nice book here, Everything About the Woman, excerpts from the Wisdom of Kabbalah about women. I don't know who wrote this. Dudi edited. Yeah, maybe tell something about it. It's a compilation of excerpts from different sources of the wisdom of Kabbalah from every book, whether from the Torah or the Gemara, from all the Jewish wisdom books, a lot about the woman's role, women who've reached attainment, the prophets, the wise, the sages, the queens, that speak about the role of the woman, and also towards the husband, towards society, a collection of excerpts to show the uniqueness of the woman in the correction of the world. So, Oren, what are we doing? Excerpt number one from the Book of the Zohar. The souls of the worlds, which are the produce of the actions of the Creator, are all one. Above, it is still not apparent that they are male and female, until all souls descend in the form of male and female, and each soul is male and female connected as one. Meaning, we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah itself that the male and female part exists in the entire soul, or Aviyut and the force of Itgabrut, or the will to receive and will to bestow, and light of Chasadim and light of Chochmah. Anyway, each and every soul, an individual soul, is whole in its own structure and only needs to organize its forces in such a way that the male part and female part will be in the correct correction and mutual support, and then they'll be able to be as male and female between them in such a way. The main part is to develop the male force, and the woman is usually seen as the aviyut of the degree, and the man comes from the word yidgabrut, overcoming, which is the tzimtzum, masach eno chozer. And in this way we need to see our mutual work between us, the aviyut, tzimtzum, masach or chozer, and receiving in order to bestow. That's why man and woman, Shekhinah between them, meaning the will to receive and the intention to bestow, that's the field blessed by God. And that's where the Creator is revealed. But the main force is the female force, which is, first of all, belongs to the correction. That's why, even though the correction is performed especially by the male force, which is the Tzimtzum, Masach, and Chozer, the correction itself takes place on the female force. Keep going.
Excerpt number two from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 9. Even though the Nukva is all Gvurot, anyhow, all of the wholeness of Zera Anpin depends on its connection with her. and there is no light of Ein Sof which dwells on Zera Anpin, but only on the time of the connection with the Nukva. Since they are one in the unification, that the light of its unification dwells only in their integration.
Yeah, that's clear. And what is the correct combining of the two? We have to learn how to implement it. But by connecting the male and female forces of Yud and the Gabrut, by that, the success of the soul, it depends on that, that it will adapt itself to the upper force and it will control it. Please, if you have questions, you can try, but first of all, here. Yeah, Dudi.
I'd like to connect between two events that happen together. One is the Women's International Day, and the other one is Purim. We know that on Purim, Queen Esther...
That's the main part. The scroll is on her name.
So is she the one that's leading the, you know, making things happen? Is she the driving force?
That's why Esther, as much as it seems that, well, what's her job? But she's the one connecting between Mordechai and Achashverosh and Haman. To all of this big correction, it's all through her, through Esther. She's in the concealment. She supposedly behind the scenes, she's managing everything.
So here something wasn't clear to me.
Mordechai himself can't work. He comes to her and he says, why did you come to the kingdom? Only for this role. Start working. He activates her. And then she goes to Achashverosh and starts turning him around and inviting Haman to the feast. And all these things are done by her.
So that's exactly my question, because Mordechai is activating her. The man is standing behind her.
Yeah, but after these things, meaning that Mordechai, the force of bestowal grew, more or less in the will to receive. Time has come. It's a matter of time. So the king, instead of raising Mordechai, started increasing Haman. And from this came the supposedly misunderstanding. So why Haman got forces when all the good that happened happened by Mordechai, that he saved the king? There were the two that wanted to kill the king. So this is where the story starts.
So what is the point of the root? Is it Mordechai or is it Esther?
No, he starts activating.
So it's not the female, it's the male.
Yeah, but who is he activating? Her. He has no direct approach to the king. He also doesn't have a direct approach to Haman. The force of bestowal that is awakening now and wants to save the king, which it's truly the forces in order to receive, that they won't control the king. So he stops this development. And that's why the two that want to assassinate the king, so from this, the story begins, and then the rest of the story is done by Esther. That's why the Megillah, the scroll, is on her name, that it all came from Esther, from concealment. And as much as we read that scroll, we go deeper and deeper inside, and we still see that not all those difficulties and conditions, the way they're interdependent, you can't really see it easily, no? What?
You speak quite frequently, recently, not just recently, but the fact that the world is going towards a state that women will become more dominant, more in the leadership, and
we see that through history that's happening now, that It's probably like that. Why?
What's changed? What will it lead to that women will be in the lead? What do they have that men don't have?
If we look at nature, we see that women are becoming stronger. They're more in control of their inclinations, the evil inclination. They understand more, they're directed more, they're more purposeful. And they have a weakness on the other side of performing all these things. They still need support from the men. But if they have that support, they can do things that a man can't. That's how it is. It'll be revealed through time.
Also, it is now. Also, in our organization, whoever activates a certain system, then it's clear that women do it, not men. That they do it best. It's probably the same in the world. What does it mean that women will lead? What will change?
I'm not saying that they'll actually lead everything. I hope it'll be with the right natural connection in such a way, but not like the world that was corrupted and primitive that was managed by men. And the women sat at home and had kids and took care of the home only. Now we see it's opposite. As much as the world is becoming more advanced towards Gemar Tikkun, the women get more forces. Women get more forces. It started from medieval times and onward. Before that, a woman didn't even have any place to express her opinion. Nobody asked her. It was like furniture. Afterwards, started more and more. Until today, it's revealed what man isn't afraid of a woman. A woman from sustaining the household, investing in it, she's also in control. That's what's happening in these times.
Also, a woman didn't have any.
Rabash would laugh. He would say, "This is a righteous man. He's not afraid of anything except for the Creator and his wife." And it's true.
No.
Well,
let's say we see today that there are
mayors.
There are female mayors.
Yeah, why not? If she knows how to manage a household, she can't take care of a city. A man is very scattered and not really prepared for it. He has force. A woman has more brains. She can sustain systems. Specifically, the wondrous thing about it is where a man doesn't have a head. Look at home. Laundry, food, kids, and so many things. It's all organized. Everything happens. Take the woman out of the house, tell the man that you're in charge now. What? Within a week, it's a whole trash spill instead of an apartment. And it's written that a female is the home. So, well, what about the country? What about the world? It's not the same thing. Meaning, what a woman is lacking is only the support. And then everything will work out. I'm sure that if we would exchange all the prime ministers to women, as much as they couldn't speak between them, they would still find a way to get along. Because a woman is willing to agree to subdue herself towards connection. Well, not connection, but for peace, let's say. Okay, go on.
Except number three, from the book Sfat Emet, portion Pinchas. It's written in man that he created two creations, meaning it is in the force of man to continue the illumination from the next world. And that is the male force which draws the neshama from the upper world. And the female force is to complete the action of correction in this world.
Again.
In a person there are written two creations, meaning that there is in a person's strength to continue the illumination from the next world, and that is the male force which draws the soul from the upper world, and the female force is to complete the action of correction in this world.
I mean, the woman is the kli that gets this illumination, and drawing it is in order to bestow with the intention. That is the force of the man.
Excerpt number 4 from Zohar for all Lech Lecha. The Creator said to the assembly of Israel, Divinity, from me is your fruit found. This is so because by the craving of the female herself, from which the female of the soul comes, the fruit of the male is found. Had it not been for the craving of the female for the male, there would be no fruits in the world, meaning there would be no offspring.
You can also interpret this in a few ways, that the will to receive, the correct one, is the will to receive that yearns for an order to bestow, and stops itself and only activates itself according to the intention to bestow that dwells upon him.
So what is this correct attitude? I heard you mention it a few times that we men need to make the connection to unite, create the masach, like to open the tap, but all of the correction itself, it comes down to the world through women. What is the correct approach? Can you?
If you're speaking about the correction, you can't separate it. There's like a separation in roles, but it's like in a family. But you're speaking about a family. You can say a man separately and a woman separately. You're already speaking about the result of the connection between them. You can't speak about a kli, but only a viut, masach, or chozer, and all these things together. Otherwise, it's not a kli. One without the other doesn't exist.
So I'm talking about the level of the Rosh, Bnei Baruch, for example. So us men, we engage in connection, in forming this mutual masach, and the women work with that intention.
For now, we don't have mutual work like we should have. We haven't reached an understanding about it and not performing it yet, obviously, so I can't speak about it yet. We study separately, them as much as they do or not. I also don't know how to organize it, the studies of the women, how to draw them in more, how to organize them more. That's a problem that everybody's busy, family, so on. We'll see. But I think that we're getting close to a time that it will be essential to organize it.
So in the meantime, the period of time we're going into now, change in the world and everything,
I think it'll help us organize it.
Is there something we need to change in our approach, in our relationships between us, or?
It's like with Khadira. You remember what he said? He started asking how we can, and we're not organized. So I said, first you do it, and that organizes us. When we start disseminating together, so also our relationships between us and the women will also be organized. We'll understand what we're supposed to do. I can't sit now and start fantasizing that we're doing this or that. How do I know? But from your deeds we will know you. Everything comes from the deeds. By the deeds you start getting your mind, feeling, and everything you need.
So to translate this to our daily, you need to be in the groups engaged in mutual dissemination, mutual work in every place, from that we'll understand.
Yes. Let's say today, Dudi said I have a meeting, so usually it's Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. Come the reporters. Who are they? Dudi and five or six more women. Those are our reporters. Because one man, we say reporters in a male form. But it's a good thing. That's how it works. What can you do?
Another question, if I may. I'm now talking about the group dynamics. I see that there is a kind of this passiveness on the women's side. I heard you say that it's from her nature.
Look, it's passive until she feels that it belongs to her or not. She feels that the home is starting to demand her work, her to work differently, otherwise it won't sustain itself. So you'll see her starting to work.
So there isn't something that you can say. She needs to feel it from the inside, from what?
It's a lot harder to activate a woman than a man. And only from her feeling that it really depends on her, her well-being, the world's well-being, the home.
Last question. Why does it sometimes feel that it's very hard for us to be in the correct form of connection? I'm talking on the kind of, you know, on this unit level of a man and a woman. It's felt that there are situations that, like, men understand how it works, and there are other situations that it's like it's completely distant.
It depends on education, the previous education they got. It depends on the education in the group of Kabbalists. It depends as much as we try to understand, to connect, to speak about the connection between a man and a woman. It's a big problem. Also to explain on a personal level to every man and also to every woman, but about the correct role between them. For me, it was really hard to understand and feel it and be in it. It's a problem. But gradually, it starts becoming, how do I say it, more and more close to understanding.
The question is, due to the world state, it seems like our problems at home are negligent, but do you need to invest in workshops, in teaching people? It seems like it's a lot of work. In some places, some couples have a lot of work, and you see that relationships break. It's like it hasn't been...
It's still not organized. It's still not organized. I can't say it. I come from a society that is very proud of the manhood. That's the education I got. The man is a man, and the woman should be in the kitchen. That's it. And here, it's already a different approach of the correct partnership, spiritual. A correct partnership between a man and a woman, that each one has his and her own part, and without a correct partnership, they can't build a spiritual cell. And there has to be mutual support. Man and a woman, Shekhinah between them. So we have a lot to learn about, and how to prepare the next generation. That it's already demanded to begin with from childhood, from the moment a person is born and he sees a certain relationship in his family. I became religious and got education from the Litaim in Rehovot and the Hasidics. So I didn't have that approach about women. And also the Rabash, everybody were those old men. Afterwards, when I started hearing these things, I was already, I don't know, 35, right before 40. I didn't have all that. A tendency towards it I didn't have. It was very difficult. But we need a new generation.
So what is this mutual support you speak of? I feel it's not just equality. Today everyone speaks of equality, but it's not equality.
Today the world has really changed.
So what's this mutual support?
I see the relationships between men and women, the attitude. A man sees himself equal to a woman. Sometimes even less. I see it today. It wasn't like that at my time. In our blood, as we say, it wasn't there. A man is a man. That's it. A woman, her role is at home, and that's it. That's why we need to start from new, this whole match.
But this equality isn't removing the differences.
The differences are there for spiritual advancement.
And what do you mean?
And what differences are you talking about? In your body, that's it. In your duties at home, the woman can do things you can't, and you can do things she can't. So you complete each other. I don't understand what's the difficulty. The problem is to feel yourself as partners, whole, complete partners, that if you observe it in a healthy way, each and everyone's duties, and you know that on behalf of nature, if we complete each other until it becomes whole, a full whole, that's the correction. How to do it? I still didn't learn.
And the fact that it feels like women have more complaints and claims towards men than vice versa.
It's true. It's true. It just shows how the man is corrupted. The woman is less corrupted or broken than the man, if you can even say it. All the corruptions in a woman is because of the man. I'm serious. If the man wouldn't build such a society, the human society, women wouldn't be corrupted. All of the man behavior pushes women into all kinds of actions, work that don't suit women. If you give a woman a home, kids, and a good man, and everything's organized, she doesn't need anything else. And if you so bring the Creator in there, that you just fill her world. That's how it is. That's how it's built on behalf of nature. The whole search and lack of peace for her, it's because of the man. Okay, we already went off rails. Where are you? 5. What's written?
Number 5, Rabbi Tzadok of Lublin. It is written, every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands. This is to say that the women's wisdom is mainly in the heart. And it is written about the verse, and God built the rib, that he gave more understanding to the woman. For the woman has more understanding in the heart.
Again,
it is written, every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands. That is to say that the women's wisdom is mainly in the heart. And it is written about the verse, and God built the rib, that he gave more understanding to the woman, for the woman has more understanding in the heart.
Yeah, well, so these are high things. Next.
6 Zohar for all. Listen, my daughter, and see, because hearing depends on you. Because when Israel will repent towards me, listen, bring their prayers to me, because the opening of everything is in you. I've conveyed everything through you to govern the world.
Oh, this is speaking about the Malchut. Questions? You have questions from women? Yeah, please.
Question from Petach Tikva. It says you cannot corporealize the Torah. How can we understand all the excerpts about the woman? How can we, that they speak of parts that are inside of us and not that will fall for corporeal descriptions of men and women? No. The results of the female part and the male part in each and every soul, they also are clarified in relationships between man and women physically. That comes to us as a result. Nothing you can do. It's like a root and branch. That the root is the male and female part of the soul, will to receive, will to bestow, or aviyut and masach. And the branch of it in our world are the corporeal man and woman.
Question from Yokneam. A woman is a deficiency. When will the correct connection between man and woman be that the woman will truly feel fulfilled?
When the man is willing and ready to take the woman's deficiency and start fulfilling it in order to bestow, that is the complete kli.
Before the big congress, we had a daily schedule for the world kli. There was also a woman that the lesson that a woman gave. She just taught us Kabbalah. Should we have more lessons like that?
I don't know. I didn't hear. Does anyone know about this? On such a lesson? Tzipora was teaching Hebrew, and she explains Hebrew according to Kabbalistic terms, yes? I didn't hear any lesson, but... Okay. Is anyone checking this? Is anyone supervising this? If it's good for the women, then that's fine. Yes, but she's putting in different terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah, why it's written like this, why it's written like that, why it speaks like this. Hebrew comes entirely from relationships between men and women. It's a very precise language in that. Yes.
Last question. What do you wish the women for the Women's Day 2020?
To have good men. That's it. As it says, you know, behind every successful man stands a woman. But not to wait for a successful man. If she will successfully activate him, then every woman will have a successful man. Okay, I think it's good to say on Women's Day to have a good, a successful man. You don't need more than that, because then they'll work together. Okay, Oren, you listening? Or are you also reading?
Number 7, from Midrash Teilim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, in this world, the man turns around the woman, but in the future, the woman will turn around the man. As it was said, the female will turn around the male.
Yep. In every corrected kli, according to Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, the corrected aviyut determines the form of the kli. That means that the woman, she spins the man around. I see that about the subject of women, no one wants to argue. You have more questions from them?
Number 8. In Yilkut Shimoni, Rabbi Akiva asserted, by the merit of righteous women, Israel came out of Egypt. And in Midrash Sutta, the generations are redeemed only thanks to the righteous women of the generation.
Yep, that's clear. Until the Malchut isn't corrected, you cannot rise from one degree to the next, including Exodus and exiting every single state. That's why we need to make an effort now, and we have the female force to do this now that's connected to us, and together we will make corrections. In the matter of dissemination, it is an immense force that we need to activate. Dudi, you listening?
First of all, whoever this lesson is enough, you have your webinar today about this topic, and afterwards a meeting between 5 to 6 is also about this, and about dissemination. There is a great project that women started here in Hebrew called Israelit, the Israeli woman. It started as a printed newspaper, and very quick it became a digital media and a Facebook page, and the last week, more than 2,000 women that aren't from us joined in, and thousands of women are joining. So I also advise to the men, go in there, read it, see how our messages are passed in a gentle, wise, visual way. It seems beautiful, it's nice pictures, an interesting language. It's just an example for the women's dissemination called Israelit. I recommend to everybody, just go in there and see how you disseminate correctly. And beyond that, there's a woman organization that is constantly active and doing projects. They're meeting, they're thinking together in all languages. It's great. Also, our heads of languages know about it. It's not only in Hebrew, it's in all languages together. Women are always disseminating.
Maybe just the name Israelit isn't that suitable.
It's called Israeli, the Israeli from Bet Kabbalah Lam.
Maybe for broad dissemination in the world, it's worthwhile changing the name. Okay, we'll get back through the day. We'll be smarter at the end of the day with all these meetings. Go ahead.
Number 9. Maharal Miprag said, redemption comes by Mordechai and Esther. And if not so, Esther wouldn't be worthy of redeeming Israel, because redemption isn't worthy to come by a woman, because the essence of the woman is being enslaved by her husband. That's why redemption has to happen by Mordechai and Esther, because she was his wife, they were considered to be one person, and to them redemption came, by them. And if Mordechai and Esther were divided, there is not one redemption worthy of coming by two that are separated, because what belonging they have to one another. But when Esther was Mordechai's partner, they are as one thing, and by both of them, redemption is worthy. Again, redemption came by Mordechai and Esther, because if not for that, Esther wouldn't have been worthy to redeem Israel. Because redemption isn't worthy to come by a female, because the essence of the woman is being by her husband. And redemption has to come by Mordechai and Esther. Because she was his wife, they were considered as one person. To them came redemption, by them. And if Mordechai and Esther were divided, there is not one redemption worthy of coming by two that are separated. Because by what do they belong to one another? But when Esther was the partner to Mordechai, they are as one thing. And by both of them, redemption would be worthy.
Mordechai is the force of bestowal, light of chasadim, and Esther is Queen Esther, is the force of reception. And that's why they work together. You can say, what about Haman, the vessels of Haman, the lights of Mordechai? What about Ahasuerus? Where are all these things here? These are discernments in the will to receive and the will to bestow. But in fact, a force that's already correcting the Partsuf is Mordechai and Esther. And inside is the force of Haman, the force of Ahasuerus, meaning their coarseness remains. And their force is inverted to in order to bestow. Without Haman, there couldn't be the forces in order to bestow in Mordechai either. He would just be sitting on the rock there. Because Haman is giving him strength from himself to Mordechai. So Mordechai is seated on the horse. He can never ride on the will to receive called a horse otherwise. That's how it works. Next. Except number 10, Ramchal says, you are beautiful, my wife, and there is not a flaw in you. To be completed, the rest of the souls must connect to her and all become one in her. At that time, the Shekhinah illuminates in a great correction. And then, you are all beautiful, my wife, and no flaw is left in her. Since by the force of Aravut, each one corrects for the other, and thus everything is corrected. Again, Ramchal in Drushei 24 says, you are all beautiful, my wife, and there is not a flaw in you. To being completed, the rest of the souls must connect to her and all become one in her. At that time, the Shekhinah illuminates in a great correction. And then you are all beautiful, my wife, and no flaw is left in her. Since by the force of Aravut, of mutual guarantee, each one corrects for the other, and thus everything is corrected. Well, next.
Next, a few more sources on great Kabbalistic women. 11. Our sages said, the seven prophets, female prophets, are Sarah, Miriam, Hannah, Dvorah, Huldah, Abigail, and Esther. These women were great sages. As our sages said, the handmaid saw on the sea what Yechezkel did not.
Meaning the degree of a woman can be in accordance to the degrees of men.
12. First of all, from Zohar La'am, Yira. Abraham did not rely on himself at all, since he always saw divinity in Sarah's abode, and that it did not move from there. And because divinity was there, Abraham relied on her. And another excerpt from Bereshit, all that Sarah saith unto you, hear unto her voice.
Yes, man.
Can you explain that sentence that everything Sarah said you should hear her voice?
What's your wife's name?
Ravit.
So you don't need to then.
But our sages speak about principles and laws and rules, so still.
Eventually, according the extent you can bestow is according to how corrected you are in your will to receive. So the force of the male is limited to the extent that the woman that is right is part of him. That same force is equipped with the intention in order to bestow. That's called a woman. That's it. So we're talking about that part.
So Sarah is a will to receive that's protected with a masach?
Yes.
So what's Abraham?
Abraham is the force of intention itself. Like Mordechai, for example. The will to receive is a woman, and the woman that is spiritual, that is one that is equipped with a will to bestow. Yes.
Part 13 from Zohar Lam Vayikra. There were two women in the world, and they praised the Creator like all men in the world will not. Those are Dvorah and Chana. Chana said, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you." And all the writings that follow, she opened the door to faith in the world. Again, there are two women in the world, and they praise the Creator like all the men in the world will not.
To such an extent.
Those are Dvorah and Chana. Chana said, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you." And all the writings that follow, she opened the door to faith in the world.
Since the Creator was felt in her as exclusive.
Now I'll read a few in a row. First one from Miglatot. Like Rachel and Leah, which two built the house of Israel.
Again.
As Rachel and Leah, which two built the house of Israel.
What a role they have, huh?
15. Rivka, on her own, was a complete righteous, and the Shekhinah was always with her.
Meaning, Shekhinah is the presence of the Creator in the vessels.
16. The daughters of Tzlofhad are wise, demanding, and righteous. 17, from Zohar Lam, Esther was rewarded for the Holy Spirit to be clothed in her.
It's already a very high degree. There is a book of Ramchal, Derech Hashem, there he gives the degrees of rising of the spiritual degree. And Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is the highest degree. Gershon, most importantly, do you understand? Everything's set for today? Good. Ah, doctor, how can we forget where we are? What about our virus?
And
Marek too, that's serious.
Before the doctor starts, I want Shai to explain what we have today.
Just to remind everyone, like Gilad mentioned, we have a webinar between 4 to 5 p.m. Israel time on the topic of women. And then from 5 to 6, the World Clear Lesson together with you, Rav, will also be on the topic of women. We'll read excerpts, we'll get questions from the whole world. So we invite all the women to connect, to ask questions live, to send them in advance.
From the studio.
Yep, they're both from the studio. And before Vlad and Marek's update, let's move on to Kiev to hear about this evening's gathering of friends.
We are continuing with Er Yeshivat Chaverim, along with this meeting of the International Women Day. We are doing something very special for Purim. Friends will speak from around the world. That's why we're asking everybody to come, clothed as much as you can, dressed up in costumes at 6:45 Israel time.
Okay, we'll remind you again that we're in a very serious state, that each one needs to internalize it, that this epidemic, and it's relevant to us, this plague, yes, we need to understand what it means. So now we will read mutual responsibility related to the spreading of the coronavirus.
Mutual responsibility for the coronavirus. The way we behave in Petah Tikva. One, friends that are allowed to come to the center in Petah Tikva are the friends of Petah Tikva that are in constant tense. Until any new announcement, there will be no meetings in the center for campuses, young group, Point in the Heart, and the Emma Moshava group. Danny Chaimovich is responsible in finding another place for all those study groups. All the friends of the group in Israel, including Tel Aviv, are asked to gather in their centers. Two, men tens. Every ten is responsible to help one another to keep the behaviors of the Board of Health and the Petah Tikva rules. A friend that won't be willing to commit cannot come to activities in the center. Three, women's tens. Every woman is responsible to help one another to keep the rules of the Board of Health and the extra announcements about Petah Tikva. Four, workers of the organization in salaries or volunteering will get a briefing from the organization. Children who are in isolation or children in schools where the school is isolated or there's a child isolated, the child and their parents cannot come for the isolation period. Six, relatives. Until any new announcement, no relatives can come to the center to any activity. Seven, activities in the gallery are under the responsibility of David Litvinov. He has to brief all the ones that are participating. Eight, the lecturers keep teaching regularly in the Kabbalah campus and Points in the Heart.
There's continuation.
What is it? The 11 steps? 11 steps of the Board of Health to dealing with the coronavirus.
The Board of Health in Israel.
Israelis that come back from France, Germany, Switzerland, Spain, or Austria will be isolated at home for 14 days. The decision is retroactive from leaving the destination. Two, strangers from those countries cannot enter Israel unless they prove the ability to be isolated in a home. Three, complete prohibition of international congresses in Israel. Four, Israel residents that come back from international congresses from abroad must be isolated at home for 14 days. 5. Any workers of the health organization cannot leave Israel. 6. There can't be any gatherings above 5,000 people. 7. People that came back from abroad in the last 14 days cannot participate in any gathering above 100 people. 8. The Board of Health advises to not let government workers go overseas. 9. People above 60 or chronic diseases as heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, breathing disease should not come to gatherings with any person who came back from overseas or people who have any symptoms or people that are sick. 10. Tourists that were in Iran, Iraq, Syria, or Lebanon in the last 14 days cannot enter Israel. 11. The Board of Health recommends extra keeping the hygiene and prevent from shaking hands.
Just pay attention. These are the guidelines of the Ministry of Health in Israel. Every location should check their own guidelines based on the country, city that they're in.
Behavior in Petah Tikva. 1. Everybody coming to the center in Petah Tikva must behave according to the 11 steps of the Board of Health. Also, must update daily on what the Board of Health says.
Let me add, in Bnei Baruch events we're sending today, you'll also be updated. The mayor reached out to everyone that someone in the was in a store, and whoever was in that store needs to get into isolation now. There's a hot number which you can call from morning to evening, where you can ask, do I have to go enter isolation or not? Each one has to be updated all the time to see what it's written there. He also worked in the elections, and it was written where?
3. We cannot come to the center in Petah Tikva whoever had viral symptoms of any disease of the first 3 days of symptoms or a fever of 38 and above.
It could be an illness, or it could be just even fever. If you have fever, you don't come.
4. If you came in contact or were at places that the Board of Health states is suspicious or infected by corona, you must go into isolation. 5. You must keep self-hygiene, no shaking hands, no hugging. Also, we must wash your hands with soap and wipe them with disposable paper. 6. During the songs, we don't hug and don't hold hands. We all remain seated in our place. 7. Every friend must tell his 10 and Dr. Vlad if he came in contact with a relative or colleagues that are suspicious of carrying the coronavirus. 8. Every friend is responsible to tell his 10 if he was overseas in the last 2 weeks and also if he's supposed to go overseas soon.
Okay, we have some additions. The feeling is we're entering this new, you know, this new state, this new program. Everything we're doing is to not bring into the center, not to our friends, not to our Rav, and to refrain from this. So, also coffee we're handing out, like on Pesach. Also, when we put out bread, instead of, you know, having it with olive oil there, we'll remove that too. So something very important, it's a request. Today, after YH, all the tens are staying, because we have a lot of friends who were written in the ten, who come once a week, who aren't really in our vut with us, so the ten stays. goes over the list and calculates, speaks with every person and says, is he in Aravut with us? Is he not? Are we willing to bring him into our home? Do we believe him that he will... Each one should treat it like his house. Is he willing to bring in a person that doesn't care, that isn't calculating, that can bring this disease or not? So now the Aravut is physical. It needs to be... Every tent should calculate. He's responsible for every person that's written there, because that's what we decided. The ten is the cell of the Aravut, which is responsible for each and every one. If you're not sure, if you're not friends, if you don't have friends in the ten that you know that you trust, or if they're not considered friends, then tell Kola, and their trip will be cancelled. This needs to be done today by everyone. No questions.
Few announcements for the end. Thank you, TV viewers. Have a good day. Special meeting of Rav Leitman with the World Kli groups. Quiet, please. Thank you. Special meeting of the Rav Leitman with the World Kli groups. For the International Women's Day, you're invited for a special meeting with Rav Leitman today at 5 p.m. Israel time on Sviva Tova. During the day between 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you will be able to buy the book All About the Woman in 25 shekel alone. For buying the book, you can go to 66books.kab.il. World Yeshivat Chaverim at 6:45. We're inviting all our friends from the World Kli to unite, connect, and be together in the World Yeshivat Chaverim. Let's end here. Good day, everybody.
שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה Las vienen y puertas no cerrarán Por eso amigo debes aguantar
Я знаю, что есть свет
Но без твоей света
There's no more heart of stone All the trouble already had gone
Bechol makom, bechol katze Nargish et ha'am ha'chaim
Продвигайся, продвигайся Где граница света и тень
Лямших кадима Yashar el haor
Adelante, adelante Con fuego en tus ojos ya
Yeah, keep moving Until the sun will rise
Sun will
Продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима, ישר אל האור.
אל האור.
Thank you.